Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk to Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea. With your girl E.
With your girl E.
With your girl E.
Good evening, lovelies. Good evening. I thank you for joining me on my. I'm your girl, your sister E, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, and even more excited that you have chose to join me. Let's just jump right into this conversation, y'all. So, how many of you have grown adult children? In fact, how many of you might think that you have grown adult children? So, I remember when I became pregnant with my son when I was 14 years old, I just knew that I was grown and turned around and became pregnant again at the age of 17. And by this time, I thought I was grown too because I had two children, but I was still living with my parents. I had a little part-time job, but my parents were still supporting me. I thought that I was really grown, y'all. I had all the things that an adult had. I had a car. I had a job. I even had a man. Well, I thought I had a man, but we're going to say that for another episode. So, yeah, I had all the things that an adult would have. I was doing everything that an adult was going to do and what should have done. But did that make me grown? Nope. Because when you are grown, all your childish ways and thoughts begin to disappear. At least they're supposed to. So I want to sit here and I want to dissect what the definition is of an adult. So the dictionary defines an adult as being fully grown or developed. I find that very, very interesting. But then it goes on to say that an adult behaves in a way that has characteristics of a responsible adult. So let's see. By the age of 18 years old, by law, you are an adult. And the definition says that an adult is supposed to be responsible, having characteristics of being grown. So that means by the time we are 18 years old, we are supposed to be living on our own, working, having our own money, having our own car, and paying our own bills, right? Now, how many 18-year-olds do you know that truly are mind developed? Because don't forget, the definition says developed. How many 18-year-olds are fully mature enough to take on the task of being grown? Not an adult, because we know that you're only an adult at the age of 18. I'm talking about the job of being grown without the help of anyone. Now, don't get me wrong, I know that a lot of people have no choice but to be grown and be grown early because they didn't have anyone there for them. But what about those that did? Where did we drop the ball in helping our children become responsible adults? I can tell you where I dropped the ball with my children, four children, right? And I can honestly say that all of them are spoiled, and I spoil all of them in their own way. I held my oldest son accountable for being the man of the household, even though there was a man already in the household sometimes. So when it was really time for him to be an adult, he didn't know how to be that because his thought process was to be who mommy needed him to be versus learning who he needed to be as a grown adult. My son even lived with me until he was 28 years old because I felt so guilty about him being an adult child and not knowing how to be grown. I never thought about pushing him out of the nest until one day the light bulb went on, and I didn't think for a minute that, look, it's time for you to get out and grow up because I could no longer be responsible for his growth process. He had seen enough to know what it meant to be grown. At least I thought he did. Then there was my second born, who's been out on her own since she was 19 years old. She learned to be a grown-up because all the things that she wanted to do as an adult, she could not do them under my roof. The switch came on when she had her own child. I didn't think she knew how to be a mother that I needed her to be. So what did I do? I took the slack for being a co-parent to her and her child. I don't know where I got the idea that that was cool, but I did, not holding her responsible for anything that had to do with her daughter. I was wrong. I can admit that right now. Soon after that, I had my third child, and I said, you know what? Okay, I got this grown-up thing down to a pat. I'm the best parent in the world, and I'm the best one to teach my child how to be an adult. So with the third one, I was hard on her, so hard on her. When she was 10 years old, she knew how to cook. She knew how to clean. Everything else it took to take care of a house, she knew how to do. We called her the mother hen of the house because she practically did nothing but take care of us and our household. And she still does to this day. I just knew that I had prepared her for motherhood and adulthood and to be grown and to be an adult. The problem was, y'all, that I had piled so much on her that she began having anxiety attacks. And she still does have anxiety attacks to this day. Even when she gets stressed out, she has anxiety attacks. So I said to myself, all right, E, you got one more child. You got one more time to get this right. So I decided that I was not going to be hard on him, but still try to guide him where he needed to go. And I did just that. But with me doing that, he became spoiled. When I say spoiled, y'all, I mean he did not have to do anything. He could tell me that he needed all the blood in my body, and I would give it to him. He still, to this day, doesn't have to lift a finger because he knows that everyone else is going to do it for him. But the weird thing is he's the one that I worry the least about because he's sat back and he's observed and he's looked and watched his siblings. So the bottom line is that adulthood does not come with a handbook, and we can only be the parents that we know how to be. But we must also teach our children to be better than we were, not to just be adults, but how to be grown and mature. We must take some responsibility, but yet we have to break the generation curses that are over our children and our grandchildren. We also need to stop saying that we can only teach you what we were taught, because that's truly a lie. There's a lot of things that we weren't taught by our parents, but somehow we learned it, somehow we figured it out, and it worked for us. So those are the things that we need to learn to teach our children so they will be able to be the adult, quote, grown children that they're supposed to be in today's society. So our job is to try to teach how not to get caught up, but also if you get caught up, how to have the skills to get out of what you got caught up in. Nobody is perfect. So let's try to get our grown children to the point where they are also grown and mature, or at least learning how to develop their minds you know, to know that they are adults, to know that they are grown, to know that they need to be kicked out of the nest, to know that when they have their own children, they know what to do and what to say and what not to do and what not to say. We have to teach them how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, so they'll know how to do whatever they need to do with their money, to pay bills, to treat people, to love on people. Like, these are all of the things that adults learn, but grown people, they also learn it as adults. I am an adult, and I'm still learning at the age of 48. And it's not because I didn't have the knowledge and my parents didn't teach me, but somewhere down the line, I got off of the path that my parents taught me. And so I'm just getting on that path, and it's okay. It's one thing to get off the path and you don't want to get back on, but it's another thing to get back on that path or get our children and our grandchildren back on that path, and they understand and they grasp what they need to learn in order to be an adult and in order to make it in today's society. I don't see anything wrong with our children, you know, living with us for a certain period of time when they get grown. But at some time, they need to say, you know what, Mom, I can no longer stay with you no anymore. I got to go. And it's okay if they go. Yes, we're going to be scared. We're going to be scared for our children to get out there on their own. But our parents were afraid as well. And I have to say that 9 times out of 10, we end up being okay. My mother passed away when I was 29 years old. And I have to honestly say that I did not grow up until my mother passed away, because I was able to drop my kids off whenever I wanted to. I was able to go and borrow money that I knew I wasn't going to pay back to my mom. I was able to do things that I did before I turned 18 years old. I was not grown. I was an adult because I was 18, but I was not grown. And unfortunately, I had to be pushed into being grown when she passed away. So I don't want that for my children. I think that they still are at the age where they are teachable. I think that they are still at the age where they want to learn how being a grown adult really is supposed to activate in their lives. And so I think that I will be okay with, you know, going and teaching them what they need to learn, because I grew up with my children. And so the things that I was teaching them, heck, I was teaching myself too, because I was not taught. You know, so I just have to say that my parents, unfortunately, they only taught me what they knew. But I decided I don't want to be that type of parent. I don't want to be the type of parent that only teaches my children what I know. I need my children to be better than who I was. We want our children to learn how to be better than us, how to be stronger than us, how to be wiser than us. Because I have to say, for sure, there's a lot of things that I've learned from my children that I didn't know for myself. And I thank them for that. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, so having adult children doesn't mean that they are grown. And they have to know the difference. But before they know the difference, we have to know the difference. We need to learn, you know, the difference in what exactly is an adult child and what exactly is a grown child. So that's something that you may want to look at your children and just try to, you know, see, geez, did I really teach my child how to be grown in the society that we are in today? Or are they just living as 18-year-old adults because they weren't taught, that I did not do the job that I thought I had done? And if you find yourself saying, no, I didn't do the job that I should have done to get my children to the age of being 18 plus being grown, knowing how to live on their own, knowing how to pay their bills, knowing how to drive, knowing how to go to school, knowing how to love, knowing how to praise God. It's okay that if you did not teach your children that, at the first of their 18 years first. But guess what? It's never too late. So sit down with your children and ask them, what type of mother was I? Have I taught you everything that you feel that you needed to know in order for you to make it in this life as a grown adult? And if I didn't, apologize. I apologize because I dropped the ball somewhere. And ask them, what can we do to get you back on that path of being an adult grown child in today's society? I thank you guys so very much for talking to Tea with E. If you want to call in to give any type of feedback or anything, you can give us a call at 914-205-5668. Also, you can go onto Facebook and Instagram and follow your girl. Other than that, I thank you so very much. I know that we are ending a little bit early, but this is my first episode, and I'm still learning. So I thank you guys once again for joining me in my first episode of Talking the Tea with E. I hope that you come back to kick with me next week, where we will dive into we're going to dive into not settling, because we don't have to settle. So that's going to be an amazing topic. I love you all, and don't forget to hit that follow button and also follow your girl on Instagram and Facebook. It's your girl E. We'll talk to T with E. Blessings to you guys.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.